But then I went from the ridiculous to the, no, more ridiculous if you like, because maybe of my background again in electronics, I went on to microwaving and ultra microwaving, where the machines actually weighed to the nearest 0.1 of a microgram. There was one in chemistry lab, and I had to go to Cardiff and all over. I was the only one in the country who did them. These, they had about a dozen in the whole country, of our make anyway, or metal make. And so I did those, repaired them and that, but it was so fine. These were mechanical in the early days, and they were actually built into, there was a box, the weighing machine was there, they had a box, then another box, and another box, to keep the heat out. And they couldn't have a bulb in it to light it, because there's a graticule on the end of the beam which projected the light onto a screen, the figures, and you couldn't have a bulb because of the heat. So you had a mirror on the back, and you directed the light from a fluorescent tube or a bulb, you just reflected until it was pointing into the machine.
So what would the heat do?
Heat would cause the beam to expand, and it would be inaccurate. And when I took it to bits to clean it up, and I had to clean it under a microscope, a 200 magnification microscope, the knife edges, so I had to clean them to make sure they were clean. Hopefully get it all together with no dust getting in. And then when I'd done that, I had to leave it for a minimum of 12 hours to settle. Because although I wore gloves, it was all over the place when I'd done it. So I used to finish at 5 or 6 in the afternoon, go to the hotel and stay if I was away from Cambridge, come back in the morning and see if it was stable, and then check it. And if I'd put some dust in it, and it wasn't clean and it was unstable, I had to start all over again. I mean, I used to go to Switzerland about 8-10 times a year, because I was a trainer for the whole of the UK's engineers, including Northern Ireland. And I used to go over and learn new products and then come back and train in London. I used to train the rest of the engineers, have them in two lots and train them up. Most of the area I worked with all the way through until I retired, most of the work, of course, is north of the Thames, so it's a good place to live, really. Yeah. But I used to have to go up, because then we did NAMAS, accuracy, if you like, and special training on that. I had to do write all the paperwork up for NAMAS approval. When we'd done that, then we did NAMAS-approved work for people who wanted them, like Strathclyde, their police department. I used to go up there. All over I used to go and do this NAMAS work. In fact, when I retired, they hadn't got anybody to do it except me, so they kept me on as a consultant. I retired at 65, and then they kept me on for 2.5 years doing NAMAS. I wasn't ready for retirement. I was doing 4 days a week, then it went into 3 to 2 to 1 over this 2.5 year period, by which time they were trying to sell that part of the equipment. In fact, Mettler, who we were agents for and I'd been to Switzerland with and trained and all this, they set up a place in Loughborough. Leicester, I mean, not Loughborough. And eventually, Fison's, which Gallencamp was sold out to, Fison's sold it back to them after I'd retired, just before the 2.5 years was up, and so that all the work went to them. And then I retired. Then I finished altogether. I mean, Mettler, originally, some of the things that were in food factories were electronic balances where they're doing checks on packs. Yeoman Potatoes in King's Lynn, as an example. And they were using Hewlett-Packard computers and printers. It was on a disc which Mettler made. It was a tape. You put a tape in this machine. And then, of course, there was a disaster about when something went wrong. The company didn't know to call, whether it was us, the weighing machine was wrong, or it's Hewlett-Packard there, and they never knew. So they called us both in, and we always blamed the other one anyway. So Mettler started to make their own electronic packages, because there was also, in the early days, interface problems. Well, they weren't all the same as they are now. We can plug anything into anything virtually, but you couldn't do that. And you had to have special interfaces to change it from A to B. And repairing electronic equipment was bad, because, I mean, I was going out to sites up and down the country and actually updating them and having to change resistors or capacitors or something, you know, for a power supply, because that's how they were built, and little diodes, Wheatstone bridges and all that sort of thing. So I had to repair it down to